You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
We're going to talk about Chris Ballard, and we're going to talk about Anthony Richardson, those two tied at the hip. Anthony Richardson's success and the hope that Colts fans have for Anthony Richardson's success, absolutely critical to Chris Ballard's survival as a GM. I think we're entering a year where Ballard's either going to fall this way or he's going to fall that way. You can't run this back for a ninth year if this thing winds up 9-8 and you're on the outside looking in when the playoffs start in January of 2025. You just can't. But Anthony Richardson provides enough lift in the hope category. He's going to sell some tickets. People are going to be able to look at the Colts and say, look, we got Anthony Richardson back. It's Richardson, not Minshew. With Minshew, we were that close. A dropped pass away from getting to the playoffs. With Richardson, if he can stay healthy for 17 games, we're in pretty good shape, and this is going to be dynamic. I mean, my God, this guy's like a superhero. He's out on I-65 repairing flat tires for Indianapolis citizens. What are we talking about? We love Anthony Richardson. And because of the love for Anthony Richardson, people are going to stick by the Colts. So, Chris Ballard, he hadn't thrown all his chips into the middle because he doesn't have to. I held up the book, oops, because if Chris Ballard was going to buy or going to write a book, an autobiography, it would not be called Oops. It wouldn't be called because Chris Ballard doesn't go out on a skinny limb ever. Chris Ballard dots his I's, crosses his T's, and makes sure that he mitigates risk to the extent that he can. If he contacted an insurance agent and he tried to insure himself as a home, he would get the lowest rate possible because nothing terrible is going to happen to it. Now, nothing's great going to happen to it, but the insurance agent isn't going to have to file a claim with his company and say, yeah, you know what? This guy went kind of nuts. He put on a roof that he shouldn't have, and all of a sudden he lived in the path of a tornado, knowing it was Tornado Alley. Sorry, but there's a claim for the entire destruction of the house. Chris Ballard, not that kind of guy. We're going to talk also, I got ahead of my skis there a little bit. We're going to talk also about basketball. The NCAA tournament's going to start, and you're filling out your brackets, and I'm going to help you fill out your brackets because there are things to know in advance of filling out your bracket that you're going to need to know to be able to mitigate risk yourself and put yourself in a position when the Final Four starts to be able to feel pretty good about the opportunity you have to make a little bit of money in that bracket challenge. Tonight, Indiana State takes on SMU in their first round matchup in the NIT, that game in Terre Haute. Pacers, they're the Pistons. This is a really important game. First game of a five-game road trip. I think the Pacers have to win three. And in order to win three, I think they're going to have to win this first one. We'll talk about that just a little bit, and I'll tell you what games to watch tomorrow. Although we bounce around, we watch, and we watch it finishes. The NCAA tournament is really, really well set up, and it's well scheduled. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling for, what day is it? It's Wednesday, for goodness sake, March 20th, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. Look, MyBookie, you got all kinds of stuff to do at MyBookie, NCAA tournament related. So you go to MyBookie, use promo code Kent, K-E-N-T, easy to remember, and you activate a potential first-time sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. That's winning before you even play. Get out of here. MyBookie, the best part of MyBookie, you can play, you can bet anything, anytime, anywhere at MyBookie. So, and that will be in the comments. That will be in the show description as well. Just click on the link and go. Make sure and subscribe to this channel. Make sure and like this video. That's the thumbs up. Do it for Johnny Simasco, Jersey Johnny. Big thumbs up guy, Johnny Simasco. And if you want to make a donation, make a donation. It's a nice thing to do. Got a bunch of donations this morning. Very, very nice of everybody. You know, and what's really nice, Pat McAfee says it at the end of every one of his shows. Thank you for allowing me to come into your home and spend some time with you. Absolutely. I feel exactly the same way. Chris Ballard. You know what? We made the case in defense of Chris Ballard last week. There are reasons to think that Chris Ballard is not the general manager of the future for the Indianapolis Colts. One of those reasons, in 7 years, Colts been to the playoffs twice. They've never won an AFC South. They've never hosted a playoff game under Chris Ballard, and they've won one playoff game under Ballard, and that was when Andrew Luck was the quarterback. So things ain't gone great. And as you look at the needs for the Colts, right? What's a need? Quarterback is a need. Look at the drafts that Chris Ballard has put together. Juju Brents, Jalen Jones, right? Seventh rounder. You've got Rocky Sin. You got Quincy Wilson. You have, who else you got? Isaiah Rogers. And I'm missing one of them. Quincy, Rock, Isaiah, Juju, Jalen. Maybe that's it. I think there's one other, though. Nate Hairston. That's the other one. Who could forget Nate? What? I forget Nate Hairston, of all people. One of the most forgettable draft picks in the Chris Ballard canon of draft choices.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I hope Juju Brents and Jalen Jones wind up playing really, really good football for the Colts over a long period of time. And that those latest two draft picks, another one in the second round with Juju, right? Quincy, second rounder. Rocky Sin, second rounder. That they make us forget Rocky Sin, Quincy Wilson, Nate Hairston. We'd like to forget those guys, right? Isaiah Rogers, the gambler. Give me the bones. Roll the bones. High seven. Isaiah Rogers, but he wasn't betting for himself. He was betting for friends in Florida where sports gambling was illegal. Who can blame him for putting his career on the line as a national football player in order to allow friends to make $20 parlay wagers? You kidding? Anyway, Chris Ballard ain't done well picking corners, and so cornerback is still a need for the Colts. That's a negative for Chris Ballard. That's a big negative for Chris Ballard. One of the not negatives, but look, going all in is not necessary for Chris Ballard because he's got Anthony Richardson coming back. And if you've got Anthony Richardson coming back, and that is prompting people to pick up the phone or pick up the phone when called by the Colts tickets office, hey, we haven't gotten your check to renew your season tickets yet. Oh, yeah, it's coming. Because Anthony Richardson, right? But Anthony Richardson, I think he's on the field 173 snaps. Do we know what that really means? I love Anthony Richardson, and I hope nothing for but the best for that guy and for the Colts with it. I do. But he ain't going to be able to play cornerback, and he isn't going to be able to play safety. And the only upgrades have been, look, Gardner Minshew gone. You can argue whether Joe Flacco at the age of 39 is going to be an upgrade over Gardner Minshew. He has a really nice looking ball. That thing just sizzles right out of his hand, doesn't it? Even at age 39. But sometimes it sizzles to the wrong team. He was 4-1 as a starter in the regular season for the Cleveland Browns. That's important to recognize. Then you've got Raekwon Davis, a rotational defensive tackle. Of course, defensive tackle. You can't have enough of those guys, can you? From the Miami Dolphins, had been a second-round pick. So Chris Ballard goes out, signs him to a 2-year, $14 million deal, which brings us to the next point with Ballard. Does he spend money? He has a reputation that, as it turns out, is not very well earned as being a skinflint, being a guy who will not spend. He has spent. Now, whether he spent wisely, that's a whole nother issue. But the Colts do spend. The rule is that over a 3-year, it used to be 4-year rolling average, you had to spend 91% toward the cap. Now, with the new CBA, it's 3 years and $90 million. What have the Colts spent in terms of the percentage of their cap space, the available cap space that they have? They have spent 97, almost exactly 97% of their cap space. So that's within reason. I mean, you have to try to spend. I'm going to spend just a little bit more. You're talking about 3% of about $230 million on average, 220. Let's say, so you're talking about maybe $8 million a year that's left on the table. Now, $8 million a year is a big deal to us, right? But over the course of a 53-man roster, it's not really that much. So, I mean, you're talking about an okay player being added to the roster every year. It'd be nice to have that player. But it's also nice to have the cap space in case you have some kind of need to acquire a player because of injury and somebody kind of falls in your lap or is on the street because somebody else had to make a move and cut to the cap. That kind of thing happens. So the Colts and Ballard, they spend. The draft, this draft is absolutely critical for the Colts. They got 15, they got 46. Remember the last time that the Colts had 15 and 46? We've already mentioned Quincy Wilson, I think, twice during this show. We're going to do it a third time. He took with 15 Malik Hooker, the safety, out of Ohio State, whose run here in Indy kind of went south when, remember that, like a guy kind of hit him and his knee went boink and went in a direction it shouldn't go. And, that knee didn't look good, and it wasn't good. So he came back from that. He's signed since with the Dallas Cowboys and has played a little bit with them. Quincy Wilson at 46, a cornerback, flat miss. Out of Florida, Quincy Wilson was really young. Stop drafting young guys immediately. Don't draft any more 20-year-olds, Chris. Goodness sake. So 15 and 46, let's just say that Chris Ballard is due to have a really good draft at 15 and 46. All right, let's talk. I got hope. I do. NFL players, sometimes they're like, I got to get my bag. Minimum for a rookie is $795,000. $795,000. That's more than 10 times what a teacher makes. You can work for 10 years, every day as a teacher, work your ass off, trying to inspire the youth of tomorrow. Youth of today, adults of tomorrow. And you got to do that for 10 years to make that kind of jack at the minimum. So here, we're on the eve of the NCAA tournament. I want to share some facts about the NCAA tournament and the picks you should make. Here's what you do. When you pick your final four, two rules. Eliminate the Big Ten teams. Just wipe them out. Big Ten hadn't had a Big Ten team or a team in the Final Four since Wisconsin 9 years ago. Wipe out the Big Ten. Sorry, Purdue fans. Yeah, you want to pick Purdue, you go ahead and throw your money to somebody else who pays attention. Eliminate the 12 to 16 seed. No 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 seed has ever made the Final Four. Not once in the 38 years since the field expanded to 64 teams. Never has a 9 through 16 seed ever advanced to the national championship game. So if you've got a 9 seed in the national championship game, you're dead. You have no chance. 63%, 63.1 actually, of national champions have, since the expansion to 64 teams, they've been a 1 seed. That's 24 times in 38 seasons. A 1 seed has cashed as the national champion. So that you can see that's about two-thirds, roughly, two-thirds. There you are. So if you've got a 1 seed winning, you're in pretty good shape. If you've got a Big Ten team going to the Final Four, you're out. That's not going to happen. On a 9 through 16 seed winning the tournament, you're out. A 12 through 16 seed going to the Final Four, you're out. All right, here's who I got. And this galls me. Auburn, I don't like Bruce Pearl. I would like Bruce Pearl not to go to the Final Four, really. I got Kentucky going to the Final Four. I don't want Kentucky to go to the Final Four, but I got them going to the Final Four because I think they're going to the Final Four. And this is not about picking who you love or hate. It's about picking winners. I got Creighton going to the Final Four because I think they can score with anybody. I think they play loose. They play fun. I think they're well coached. I think that that's a team that can get to the Final Four. And I've got North Carolina going to the Final Four. I've got North Carolina playing Kentucky, a battle of blue bloods, literally, in the championship game. And I've got North Carolina winning the championship. I have followed all of the rules that I've set forth for succeeding in the NCAA tournament and winning a pool, which, I got to tell you the truth, full disclosure, I've never won a pool. I've never gotten money back from participating in a pool. And I go back at least until or to the Field of 64 being implemented 38 years ago. So tomorrow, the Michigan State Sparty kicks it off against Morehead State. I think that's or against Mississippi State. I think that's going to be a fun game. Illinois, Morehead State, I think that's going to be fun. That's at 3:10 tomorrow afternoon. Oakland and Kentucky at 7:10 tomorrow night. Man, I'm not feeling Oakland, I got to tell you. And then Sanford, Kansas. If you got Sanford winning that game, you got balls. And I like that. But I think you got a chance. I think Kansas is going to lose in the, I think they're going to lose to McNeese. So there you go. Hoosier Films says, Kent, you're going to cover the Brickyard this year. Yeah, I think so. I was out there a bunch last year. I really enjoy it. I love going out to the Speedway and feeling the month of May. It's a tactile thing. You just feel it. When you drive there, you park, you get your credential, you go there, you eat lunch in the media center, you see all these people that you only see during the month of May. I think it's all kinds of fun, and I'm looking forward to it. I go every single year, and what else we got to do in the month of May, right? Month of May, maybe we got like a rookie mini camp type thing going on with the Colts, but other than that, unless the Pacers catch lightning in a bottle, I don't know what we're going to be doing if we aren't at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Pacers, Pistons tonight. You can't allow this Pistons team to upset you. 13 games left. Every win really matters. Half game out of 6. That's key so you don't go into one of these goofy play-in series. You are 3 games out of 5th and 3.5 games out of 4th. All of those steps still in play for the Indiana Pacers. Hopefully they get it done. Tyrese Haliburton is going to wind up shooting the ball well. He just will. I think that the Pacers doing what the Pacers did during the All-Star non-break for the Pacers, I think it was costly. And so we'll see what happens. Scott Gilley says, it was either you or Dan that said Purdue usually comes out hot and then they're dead tired at the end of the season. You're seeing that this year. I think we're going to see that this week. Not in the first round game. I think they get past that. But in the second round, third round, you're going to see a continual tightening of their behavior. That's not good. You're going to see Matt Painter kind of look different. I'm not sure Zach Edey's capable of looking different. He is stoic. Among stoics, like the stoics go, Guy's inscrutable. I can't tell what he's thinking. That's Stoics talking. But I think that they will be time. And that's how they get to be as good as they are, because they work really hard. I mean, they're self-driven workouts, and their discipline throughout a 365-day work year costs them in March, because other teams don't do that and other players don't have to. Yet they're talented enough to overcome. Purdue's not. They got to outwork you. And outworking you has a price. We saw it with Indiana in 2013, too. We will talk to you tomorrow morning. I can't wait. About 6:40 in the morning, maybe a little bit early if I'm feeling edgy, a little antsy.